I
always forget. I want to sing along with that music, and I realized it has no words. It just kind of...
Well, that gives you... That you'll then earn commissions, you know, or royalties as lyricists if you do that.
We'll inform our guests. We just use perky music to get the whole morning rolling. So we're very happy to have Keith Bagley with us today from Hartzell Engine Technologies, and I think it's interesting that of course Hartzell is one of the names. It's as famous as Cessna, as Pratt & Whitney. I mean, it's been around
all the way back to the Wright brothers.
Did they have a Hartzell propeller?
I sure did. Yeah, first one was a wooden Hartzell propeller.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, little known fact. You know, they teach us all that on our first day of work. So
I'll be darned. Well, you're an instrument-rated private pilot, too, so you get to see it from all sides. So I think we have some interesting questions already lined up for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to ask if given how Hartzell is generally known, the company is a lot broader than that, and there are other brands that people may recognize that are actually part of the same company.
Yeah, it's a lot more than propellers, I'll say. You know, I think Hartzell is synonymous with propellers, and it's been in the general aviation market space for well over 100 years. But you're absolutely right. It's a lot more than propellers. Hartzell Engine Technologies has the Skytech starter product line, plane power alternators, Aeroforce turbochargers, fuel craft, fuel pumps, and janitorial aero cabin heating. In addition, Hartzell Propeller recently acquired Tanis Heated Products and rolled that into their company. And also we've acquired Aerospace Welding Incorporated, AWI, out of Eagan, Minnesota. So it's a lot broader. You know, it's really firewall forward and very GA-focused.
So how does that – is the company's strategy then to just add all these other brands to sort of have more points of entry into GA?
You know, I'd say that our strategy is general aviation focused, engineered products, firewall forward.
Firewall forward.
You know, we're not core engine. We don't desire to be manufacturing engines, but everything else is, you know, something that would fit potentially into a long-term strategy and fits well within our product portfolio.
Give me an example of one of the engine technologies things that you find you're talking a lot about this year.
Yeah, so one of the biggest ones probably is the Star Adapter product line. So that was a product line that was acquired in 2019 and then integrated into Hartzell Engine Technologies business and portfolio of brands. We fit well with our Skytech starters, you know, as part of the starting system for Continental engines. So that product line has been fully integrated into the business. We've actually just shipped our 2,750th starter adapter out of Montgomery. Not that anybody's counting. It's starting to get a lot of market buzz. We have a full line of PMA available for the aftermarket, so it's pretty exciting to add in there and round up the portfolio.
So for people that might not know about all these other brands that Hartzell covers, what are the products that sell more than anything else?
You know, part number basis is going to be your 149NL, so your Skytech starters. Extremely popular with a lot of flight schools, experimental pilots, and then plane power alternators. You know, those are the two flagships of Hartzell Engine Technologies brands and carry a lot of brand recognition with them in the aftermarket.
Have you seen a parts supply issue as most of the other manufacturers that we've spoken to have?
You know, supply chain, I think, is probably on everybody's mind as we kind of march through 2021 and look forward into 2022. And, you know, the teams have done a pretty good job of mitigating that, building up safety stock through the COVID year, if you would, through 2020. It's something that we've been working to get out ahead of. It's certainly a concern, but, you know, we're making sure that the end users aren't drastically affected long term. So,
how did you guys fare for the dark times, I guess, as we might call that 18 months?
It was a pretty dark times. We actually about 4 months of 2020 were pretty difficult. But amazingly enough, it's almost like the floodgates opened in about the August September timeframe, And the third quarter came back strong, and we saw in a lot of the Piston Hours numbers, and ever since then the market has been quite strong, actually, a lot larger and stronger and faster of a bounce back than a lot of us would have expected.
We've heard that from several folks, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, it's really exciting. I took the easy way out and flew into Appleton. Didn't want to brave the landing on the green dot here at Oshkosh, but flying over Oshkosh VOR, headed into Appleton, it was pretty exciting to see the campground was just completely filled up. And for a general aviation enthusiast, this is exciting. I mean, having to take 2020 off and come back, and I haven't seen any numbers, but it sure feels like a lot more people than a couple of years ago.
We're talking with Keith Bagley from Hartzell, and Keith, I'm just curious. Where are we headed from here? I mean, I know it's probably been 18 months of how do we get through the next day, but how far into the future are you going, and what's ahead?
If I had a crystal ball, I don't think I'd be sitting here. the market remains strong. We look at our order book pretty routinely, probably more often than we should, and pretty focused on that. You're always worried about a little bit of a bounce back, but as far as we can see, this is just me talking. So, I think that 2022 is going to be pretty representative of how 2021 was. The great thing about Hartzell is we're very focused on continuous improvement. So we've continued to make investments into the business. We're all about quality, performance, and support for our products, and always trying to improve them.
Well, I think I'm curious now. Hartzell has all of these ancillary locations, but where's Hartzell based?
Hartzell Engine Technologies, which I represent, is based out of Montgomery, Alabama. We also have a repair station that goes under the name Quality Aircraft Accessories, which was a 2019 acquisition. They're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then Hartzell Propeller, which everybody knows, is Pickwell, Ohio.
So when you guys travel, do you use GA airplanes to go visit all these?
There's no other way to travel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the...
That was a loaded question.
Oh, of course.
If you'd have said airlines, I would have been really embarrassed.
The interview would have been over. Well, and honestly, that's probably been I'd say through all of this, 2020 has really helped reinvigorate the GA market. And, you see it on ramps when you travel like never before. I do all my business travel by GA, unless I'm going all the way up to the West Coast, and then I have to use the C word to get out there. Always try to avoid it, but it's pretty exciting to see, and talking to a lot of the customers out here, that's what we're hearing.
One of the things I wanted to ask about is how the company looks at personal aviation versus business aviation still within GA. What's the rough proportion, do you think, of how your sales divide up that way?
So our business is probably a little bit different than Propeller, and I'm not in any position to talk for Propeller, but mm-hmm. for Hartzell Engine Technology, it's pretty flight school loaded in terms of the starters and plane power. So I would say it's probably about 95% GA versus the business travel.
Yeah. What about home building?
Home building has, I roll that into the GA piece of it, a lot of the experimental. We're pretty tied in with vans, aircraft, so a lot of our lightweight starters and plane power alternators are on those engine kits, and there's a good percentage of that out there. I can't tie it to a specific group, but it's pretty prevalent.
Do you have a sense in terms of after sales support or construction support, builder support? Does it?
No, we really don't. Mm-hmm. It's our product is broadly sold through a North American distributor, Aircraft Spruce. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that, sales are pretty strong through distribution. We get a lot of phone calls through product support, but, it's a good mixture of the two.
You mentioned that you a lot of the travel is general aviation for you. What do you fly when you're hopping between locations?
Cirrus SR-22.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Couldn't ask for a better commuter airplane.
I I bet. And so do you, have you used it quite a bit this last year?
Yeah, you know, last 12 months is 260 hours. So accumulating some good time. And, you know, I have the benefit of my wife and two daughters have taken to love it as well. And we have, you know, we spend a week or two up in Maine in the summer, and they've grown accustomed to one fuel stop and, you know, flying to Maine in it. So it's great.
Boy, that's impressive.
It's a lovely getting places machine.
Yes, it is.
Keith Bagley represents Hartzell Engine Technologies, one of the family of companies that go under the name Hartzell, all different brands. It's been great to have you here, Keith. Thanks for spending time with us.
Great. I appreciate the time, you guys, and here's looking forward to a great week.
Thanks for coming, Keith.
If you have questions that you'd like us to throw in the direction of our guests, you can get in touch with us a number of ways. One is that you can send a text to 920-550-1210. You can send us email at info@earadio.net. We're also watching the Twitter world with the handle at EAA Radio. And if you're listening to us live on AM 1210 or FM, where's the number?
96.5.
Thank you, 96.5. You can also listen to EA Radio around the calendar, all the way through the calendar.
And not to mention all the way around the globe, as you spoke with me this morning about.
You know, from one year to the next, it's a little different, but we have received emails from listeners on all seven continents. So, hello, Antarctica. You're listening to EAA Radio.